Hello, hello, hello. All right, awesome. All right, now that it's recording, I don't know what this new update. So cool. I just wanted to talk to you guys about something that happened to me today. I own my own business. I own a gym. It's a boot camp here in Doral, and I'll tell you guys my story. So 2015, November of 2014, I quit my job working for a hotel. I used to manage timeshare portfolio. So when you buy a timeshare or when you buy a car, anything like that, those financings that you do go into the business portfolio. So that business is, they have like 1,000 people paying monthly payments. That's what it's called. That's what a portfolio would be for a finance business, right? So in this hotel, we had a $30 million portfolio, and I was the manager of that portfolio. I had a director on top of me and then the owner of the hotel and the whole business. So I was pretty high up as far as managing an office work. And I didn't like it. What I really liked was creating new ideas, things like that. And I never got through to management and to directors and the owners to push through the ideas that I had and how to take care of customers, how to engage with clients and all that. So I really decided, you know, I'm out of here. I can't take this anymore. When I quit my job, I had already had a CrossFit injury on my knee, and one of the CrossFit coaches that I had just told me, oh yeah, just keep working it out, it'll go away. But what he didn't know was it was a meniscus tear, and the meniscus is a cartilage in your knee that if you break it or you tear it, right, it can depends on the break, it can recover. If you eat healthy, stay off it, you don't do any too much impact or anything like that. But if you keep working it out and you just go at it with heavy weights and a lot of impact, it can actually just destroy it and demolish it. And that's what happened to me. I shattered my meniscus. From that injury, I started having this idea that coaches in CrossFit that just take a weekend certification and they just don't care about the actual health and fitness and helping people. And they're just there to, I don't know, show off or, you know, holler at the nice looking girls or whatever. That I don't know. I didn't like it, right? I wasn't for it. I didn't think that was fair that I destroyed my knee for no reason. This guy could have told me easily, go get an MRI, right? Anyways, long story short, what happened was when I left the hotel, I decided I want to help people. I want to change people's lives. And I like the gym. I like working out. And I think that people should get a better training and coaching in my area, in the area that I live in. So I decided, okay, with my wife, I told her we were planning already on buying a business after I had quit. And she said, yeah, let's go ahead and do that, but you're going to have to pick what we're going to do. So I suggested the idea of a gym. She liked the idea, and we ended up purchasing a gym that we looked at in 2015 in March. So from November of 14 to March 15, I went ahead and with my wife and my father-in-law went ahead and we invested into buying the business. When we bought the business, we made a lot of mistakes buying the business because it's not like you know how to buy a business out of nothing. And we didn't have a coach throughout this whole thing. We had a realtor. And this realtor was not experienced in commercial business purchasing, anything like that. So we went with what we thought we knew. And, you know, I had been in business for a long time as far as working with big businesses. But nothing like this in this situation. So all the mistakes came down to us running out of capital. And within 2.5 years of having that gym, it was a personal training studio, 3,000 square feet. It was grossing about $21,000. It had a training area and a food area. We used to cook and meal prep for people in the same gym. So you would train, eat, go home, or you would come in for lunch, train, take your food with you, whatever it was. But in those 2.5 years, we ended up losing everything, every single dollar. So we ended up grossing about $300,000 that we lost out of that investment. We learned a whole lot. I, in my stubbornness, tried to hold on to the business for as long as possible, but it was never what it was supposed to be. You when you own a business, you got to have an exit strategy. And there's a couple of things that I wanted to talk about today. This is for people that own a business that you have to make sure that you understand so that these things don't happen to you like they happened to me. In my business, I thought I knew what marketing was. I thought what branding, something that looked beautiful was, but I didn't have any KPIs. That was my first big mistake. KPIs, key performance indicators. What was telling me that I was actually performing the job that I needed to perform, okay, to get the good performance that I needed to get. I didn't even know what good performance was. I just thought if the P&L, the profit and loss statement that tells you if you're making money or not, if the P&L looks like it's you're on the green, so you're black basically, that you're making money and you're not losing, then everything's fine, right? I thought that was it, but that's not how things work. One of the laws that I wanted to talk to you guys about today was, one, if your business is not growing, your business is sinking. That's law right there. Now, I don't mean become the biggest company in the world, because if you read Bo Birmingham's book on small giants, you can understand that there's companies that are, instead of big, they decide to be great. Okay, even though they're small companies, they decide to be great companies in their society, and they help in their society, in their culture, in great deal, and they make a lot of money. So number one business rule, have KPIs. Set up key performance indicators. Something that tells you how much you need to make, something that tells you when you need to make that. Have your goals set up, and then everything around that set up towards it. So if you have a marketing plan, if you're doing social media, if you're doing website, if you're doing door-to-door, whatever it is that you're doing, you gotta have a KPI. All those marketing plans that you have to give you some type of number of contacts that you gotta make with people, and then getting their information has to be there for somehow, some way, so you can keep contacting them and hitting them up so they can remember you, and then you can get more and more customers, keep closing them later. All that has to be set up in your KPIs. So how many leads do you need a month? How many people are you talking to every month or every day or every week? You have to come up with something, and you need a business coach for that. So you got to find whoever is one of the top business coaches in your industry and hit them up and follow their content and see who's making content in that industry so you can understand it and set up your KPIs the right way and attack them the right way. The second thing that I learned was learn how to read your balance statement. Now, I wasn't running the accounting, but I knew some of it. So I was categorizing all my income and my expenses and my costs. And I was going ahead and submitting that to my accountant every month. And what they did is they charged me every month. At the end of the year, they would just make my taxes. You need to understand your profit and loss statement, all your expenses, all your costs, all your income, all your plans for your future. But your balance sheet will tell you if your company is going to make money for the amount of time that you're planning on having it for. So I didn't know, but my company was making money at the time. Let's say sometime 2016, for example. I got comfortable and I didn't understand that my balance sheet was telling me that within 6 to 10 months, I was gonna be in the negative. And the interest rates that I had on the debt that I had, as far as loans and credit cards, was gonna eat me alive. So I wasn't growing as fast as my interest was growing. So my payments for my debt became a lot more of a burden over time. So you have to go online and Google how to read a balance sheet, how to understand my business from the numbers in. Please, that's one of the biggest rules that I tell you. So number one, set up KPIs so that you know you're performing the right way. Number two, you have to understand your balance sheet. It's imperative that you understand your balance sheet. And I think number three, the one that really changed so that I now have what I have, and I'll tell you what I have in a second, is really attack your marketing from the standpoint of you have to put yourself outside of the business and evaluate yourself as a marketer. If you're doing the marketing or you're managing the marketing or whatever, you have to sit yourself up outside of your business, like if you're not part of it, and say, am I the customer from this company? Am I really engaged? Do I like this? Am I attracted to this? And then from the inside, you have to say, if I was paying somebody to do my marketing, are they doing a good job? If I'm paying them $4,000 or $5,000 a month, are they doing a good job? Are they performing the right way? So if you right now own your business and you're a small business, this is mostly for small businesses. If you are your own business, if you're a musician, it doesn't matter. If you are independent and you want to make your own money, okay, you have to understand that when you put yourself in your head that marketing is its own department and social media has to be attacked the right way, email listing has to be attacked the right way, door-to-door, contacts, leads, all this information has to be attacked the right way. You have to put yourself outside and say, am I doing a good job? If I was paying somebody $4,000, $5,000 a month, are they doing a good job? Now, you go back to your KPIs, and you review KPIs for that marketing and say, okay, now that I know that marketing is important, and my KPI says that I need 10 leads a month, am I getting the 10 leads? If you're not getting the 10 leads, you're doing a terrible marketing job. Because you know through your KPI that that's your checks and balances to say, I need somebody else to help me with this. Or you need to keep learning and applying stuff that you think it might not work. Step outside of that box. So please, right now, if you're listening to this today, if you own a business, understand those three things. What happened to me was I closed my business. I ended up shutting the doors, and it was the best decision I ever made, because with all the costs and expenses that I had and all the income that I had, I was just going to drown. So before I got into any more trouble, I quit everything. I stepped outside, found, through the grace of God, somewhere where I can go move into, bring the people that I had. So I went from having $15,000 income to about $4,000 of income with clients. So almost lost everything, but kept up with it, pushed it. And what happened was, when I moved to my new location, I understood those three things. I understood that I have to have my KPIs together. I have to understand how many leads have to come in, how many people I have to close every month, and how much money I have to start revenuing more, okay, every month. I have to learn how to read my balance sheet so I know that my interest rate is not killing me and it's not going to drown me, okay? And all my debt wasn't going to drown me before I can make that money back. I have to work faster than my debt is eating me, okay? And number three, I had to understand that marketing is a big part of everything and redo everything. Redo everything I was doing in marketing. I thought my Instagram was this. I thought my Facebook was that. I wasn't spending money on Facebook marketing. From not spending money in Facebook marketing, I can tell you today I spent about $600 in Facebook marketing because I upped it. But last month, February 2018, I spent $346 in Facebook marketing and made from offers of those $300-something that I spent for Facebook to promote me on Instagram and Facebook, I made $546. So I actually, by spending money on Facebook, I got new clients to come in on new offers and I made more money. And now that these clients, some of them are transferring to me monthly payment recurring clients, I've actually made a lot of money off of that Facebook marketing. So when I called my coach, he was like, hey, you need to double what you're doing and make sure that you find a higher spot. Instead of spending $346, now go for $600. And at those $600, I bet you none of the companies and competitors in your area are spending that much because you found the sweet spot. So I can tell you right now that I look at my competition, I know they're not spending $600 in marketing because there's nobody that's really doing the job of learning the marketing. If you want to go ahead and get ahead, one, have your KPIs together. Two, understand your balance sheet. And three, really redesign your marketing how it's supposed to be. The people that I recommend the most for marketing are in my industry, Bedros Killian for fitness. If you want to go with general marketing, you can go to Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you need to understand more and more, there's thousands of people that know how to do it. But just in case, if you want to contact me and ask me, because I listen to different ones all the time, just go ahead and message me. My profile has my bio and everything. If you can't find me, find my website, find something, you'll find me somewhere or find me on Instagram. I definitely want to make sure that people understand this because I hoped and I prayed that I had somebody telling me these things when I was going through these things because it was very stressful. I was by myself in my head, by myself in my heart, by myself in my soul, and I really didn't understand everything that I was doing. So it really hurt me out. It really hurt me, and it didn't help me out not to have anybody to really explain that. So those three things were so basic. There's a lot more, but those three things are so basic, but so important. I wanted everybody to really get into it, okay? So really get into it. Listen to this. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me, all right? Awesome. You guys have an awesome night. God bless.